Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
My zip code is 47957.
And that was 47957?
Yes.
You have your first and last name.
Fulmer, F-U-L-M-E-R.
Okay, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just hold one moment. Is there any way the account can donate a different name?
No, not my name. It would be me or Kevin. Kevin says he didn't order anything. Like I told the lady, I said, I have looked at stuff at night, but I don't remember ordering anything. And I never put my code in. I've already called the bank and told them I need a new card because I don't know if it was hacked or what, but
okay, where did you find our number?
My husband got it from when he called the bank, and he got address, I think, from the bank of where it went through the name. And he sent it to me because he said he tried getting them to do something and they couldn't because it was said that it was written under my name.
Okay, will you spell your first name?
It's J-A-N-I-N-E.
And will you spell the last name?
F as in Frank, U-L-M-E-R.
So it's F-U-I-L-E-R?
I'm sorry. Say that. My last name is S as in Frank, U-L-M-E-R. Fulmer.
Okay, just hold one moment. Okay, will you verify your shipping address for me?
10966 West State Road 14, Madarieville, Indiana, 47957.
Is there any way you could have a different address?
It's the only address I've ever had. I take that back. In 1984 or 86, when we first got married, it was Rural Route 4, Box 206, Madarieville, Indiana, 47957.
And there's no other address you could think of?
No.
Okay, so what was the number in the address again?
10966 West State Road 14.
Okay, what's your email?
It is B-A-L-K, I got to write it, goodness, B-A-L-Y-K, k9.jf@yahoo.com.
Okay, I'm just having, is there any way you have a different address?
A different email? I have actually two emails, but I can't get into them anymore. I know one was Janine Fulmer, I think at Hotmail. And I have a Janine Fulmer, maybe at Gmail. And I don't know if it was Janine or if it was JAF. But I know I can't get into them anymore. I suppose I need to find out how to get rid of emails that are no longer used.
Okay. Where did you find our number?
My husband sent it to me. I'm not positive how he got it. I just know that he had called the bank because we had gotten a charge for $179. And I said, I did not order anything.
Okay, and I am with the fraud department. Will you verify your phone number?
My phone number is 219-954-0118.
Okay, so that's right. Now, the phone number that you verified to me is the phone number that we have here. The address is 1309 East Gray Street. Does that sound familiar?
No, I don't even think we have a Gray Street in Madurville.
Okay, and the email we have is your first and last name at Gmail.
Okay. I mean, like I said, I might still have a email out there somewhere that I know I can't get into anymore because I can't get the password. And so I've made a couple, I think twice now, I've made new ones, but I don't know how to get rid of the old ones. But I will find out how to do that. All I know is I didn't order this.
Okay, so I just want
and
you
I've
to
never
be
received anything for it. I'll have to
okay,
go
so
to
I
the
just,
thing and redo my phone to factory settings or something. Because, yeah, I know my phone's not been acting right.
Okay, so I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously.
Yeah.
And we'll prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing your shipping and handling charge.
I did not. To my knowledge, no, I did not order anything. And like I said, I've never received anything.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I said, do you guys do tracking or anything with when you send stuff out?
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. As well as contacting the USPS Postal Inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware, you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before you proceed
I'm
with
sorry.
The investigation.
I can what? I didn't hear that. I'm sorry. I can do what?
Would you like to contact your family members to see if they could have placed the order before we proceed?
I don't think there's any. I don't live with. I mean, all my kids are grown. I don't have anybody that's in my house anymore. It would have been me or Kevin, and Kevin says he didn't. I don't remember placing any order for anything that's keto. I haven't done keto for like 2 years. I know I've looked at keto sites, but I've never put in my card number for anything.
Okay, so would you like to proceed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're going to fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Well, you make sure you cancel whatever that is. I mean, I don't know that address, but I mean, that's not mine.
And I'm still here. Okay, so I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Is there some kind of a number or anything I should write down?
No, be C for Charlie.
Pardon?
There will be C for Charlie. One, two, two.
Okay, 1 2 2.
410.
410.
That's correct.
Okay. And your name again?
My name is Destiny.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, that's it. But I have not a clue where that came from, but yeah.
Okay, well, your account has been canceled and fully refunded.
Yeah, I have to talk with the bank about some stuff. So, all righty. Thank you.
Sorry for the inconvenience, I guess. You're fine, and thank you for calling customer support. And you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.